Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
He's like a gazelle out in the wild. I've seen him with a rugby ball in hand. And now he's traded a microphone for legs and using those legs to do good work. Cycling all the way to Paris. We find ourselves back in Paris with our friend Dan Nicol. Good morning, Dan.
Very good morning, Ryan. Lovely to hear your voice.
All the better to hear yours as well. How are you feeling this morning? I've been watching and we've been glued to social media watching you cycle for a great cause. How are those legs feeling today?
I have to be honest, the legs feel wretched. They are broken. You are better or aware than most that I'm not a natural cyclist. I managed to snap my Achilles last year and had some complications. I haven't done any exercise for about a year and a half, certainly nothing on a bicycle. Got onto the bike in London, and I didn't realise that it's almost a vertical ascent from London to Paris. So we ground our way through. It was very painful. My legs are leaden, and my bottom feels like I've been playing Quidditch on a vertical drumstick. The pain of it all notwithstanding, yesterday was really special, both because we got to ride in as a peloton of about 180 people down the Champs-Élysées, finish in front of the Eiffel Tower with a full police escort as a world rugby event, which is magical. But also the chance with John Rutland to bring an end to an era. This is his third and final race to Rugby World Cup that he has now done. He's travelled all over the world. This latest one, he rode from Tokyo to Auckland for the Women's World Cup last year, and then left in Auckland then last year up through South and Central America and the United States for the Women's World Cup this year. And it's just an extraordinary journey. So to be part of that, supporting him as he supports Child Fund Rugby, which is now an official social impact partner of World Rugby, made the legs in the bottom almost worth it.
Absolutely. How's Ron feeling? I mean, you mentioned 300 days of cycling. What's Ron feeling like at the end of this epic journey?
Quite emotional, I think, and understandably so. It was 300 days just for this one, but before that, it was another almost 300 days from Tokyo, two more trips before that. He's travelled all over the world. Cycling for the last decade really has been his life. And so all of a sudden that has come to an end. He's not sure what he's going to do next. I think he needs some time to process. But there were definitely some tears yesterday afternoon and yesterday evening as he reflected on the Child Fund concerned upon him, the status of lifetime ambassador. Alan Gilton, the CEO of World Rugby, was at the function last night to celebrate Ron and the work that he'd done. So it's a pretty monumental effort. I think it's going to take him a while to process. Probably almost as long as it's going to take my legs to get feeling back.
Dan, every time we chat, which seems to be often because you're always busy in giving back, you're involved in another project I'm going to see you with in the next week to chat about another project you're involved with, whether it's Laureus Sport for Good, whether it's your own foundation, there's always something on the go in your life and it's always about giving back.
Yeah, we've got a really exciting project. I spoke to the guys at Exclusive Books about something I thought could be quite fun to do. The numbers make for grim reading when you look at the literacy challenges we face in South Africa. Not something that you or I could be able to change overnight, but if we can make a small dent in that, then that will make a difference in some lives. Reading is something that, for me, as somebody who studied English at university and as the son of a librarian, books are always incredibly important in the Nicol family. And so we're running a project. I'm very glad to be able to rope in you and the Smile team. Once a month, we go and visit the school. We get our guest or guests, in this case, you and your team, to choose a primary school who are in need of some books. Exclusive Books then donates those books, but allows the school to go and choose them. So it's not just 700 copies of the Ryan O'Connell autobiography that don't sell. The school gets to choose their own books. We then go along, meet some of the kids, chat to them about the importance of reading, read some of those books to them, and give them just a feel for the magic of escaping in a good book, which I think, Ryan, you'll be well aware of.
Absolutely.
We've got kids at a similar age, trying to get kids off screens and YouTube and iPads and Minecraft and lost in a book. But when they do, they discover that magic. So Getting kids to do that, and also just getting kids who maybe don't have access to that many books a chance to have some to read is really special. So you're always incredibly generous with your time and buy into pretty much anything I do, which I'm very grateful for. So they'll see you there, and I think we're also going to get some of those books and then give some to Ricky as well.
Well, thank you, Dan. I think I need that, please.
his hand went up very quickly when you said you were giving books to primary school kids. He's handing up very, very quickly. Dan, we'll see you in Cape Town next week, my friend. Safe travels. Enjoy the rugby this weekend. Needless to say, you're going to be at the games a bit late. And, of course, when the Box take on Scotland on Sunday. And I know your diary is hectic, but when you're in town next week, we're looking forward to seeing you. And once again, to put your legs through it, it's one thing to be able to back a friend of yours who's doing it, but to put your legs to good use, and especially so soon after that Achilles op, in the space of a year, back on a bike, cycling from London to Paris. And he joins us at the end of that amazing tour that Ron has done for 300 days in the build-up to this World Cup, third of which he's done, ladies and gents, in the final chapter. And hopefully looking forward to chat to Ron Rutland on the show as well and getting him as a guest on soon to chat about his endeavours. Dan, enjoy Paris, my friend, and we'll see you next week.
Merci, Monsieur Cornel et son équipe, and let it be a great weekend for rugby and even better one for the Springboks.
Yeah. Dan Nicol, ladies and gents, live out of Paris.
You can follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.